Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As a Pacific nation, the United States shares a unique, long-standing history with the Pacific Islands. We have robust people-to-people ties that span generations, and our economic prosperity and national security are inextricably linked, noted U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, at a forum hosted by the Center for Strategic and International Studies. The United States has since day one worked to strengthen the ties that bind us to the Pacific Islands, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
That includes the passage of the Compacts of Free Association Amendments Act, COFA. This agreement will fully fund $7.1 billion in new assistance over the next two decades, helping the COFA nations to provide essential government services like health care, education, infrastructure, and capacity building. We will continue to make good on our commitment to strengthen our relationships in the Pacific and invest in the people.
The U.S. is expanding its diplomatic and development presence in the region with new embassies and expanded USAID footprint and the return of Peace Corps volunteers to a number of islands in the region, explained Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Deepening high-level engagements, including with President Biden himself, we're bolstering the Pacific regional architecture and deepening our cooperation with the Pacific Island Forum because we know this region is strongest when it is united. And we're working closely with like-minded partners to enhance digital connectivity in the region. Since the first summit with the PIF leaders, the U.S. has announced more than $8 billion U.S. dollars in new funding for the Pacific Islands and robust new programs to address climate change, maritime security, gender equity, and more.
Over the next year, our goal is to continue implementing and delivering on the commitments we've made in the past 3 years to demonstrate our enduring partnership with the region and its people, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
We also look forward to supporting Pacific Island countries through our preparations and participation at the 4th International Conference on Small Island Developing States coming up at the end of May. This will be a once-in-a-decade opportunity to bring together diverse stakeholders to build partnerships and make new commitments.
Together, these actions reflect the incredible progress we've made together, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, and they paint a picture for the future of the U.S.-Pacific relationship.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.